Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County gears up for America's 250th birthday celebration. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The United States will celebrate its 250th anniversary this July, and Campbell County residents are preparing a year-long celebration to honor both the nation's history and Gillette's local heritage. According to the Gillette News Record, more than three dozen volunteers have spent the past 4 months planning events under the banner Campbell County 250. An executive committee led by Darla Cotton says excitement is building now that 2026 is underway. This week, the Gillette City Council passed a resolution recognizing the anniversary and encouraging residents to take part in a 250 acts of community service challenge. The Campbell County Commissioners, at their regular meeting today, are expected to pass a resolution as well. The celebration will follow four quarterly themes, beginning with the spirit of Campbell County. The official kickoff will be the Children's Festival on March 7th, also known as 307 Day. Major projects include a life-size bronze statue of Gillette's namesake, Edward Gillette, student-created sculptures featured in the 4th of July parade, and time capsules from local schools to be opened in 2076. The 4th of July parade, county fair, Veterans Day events, and the Parade of Lights will all carry patriotic themes, while state grants are supporting new museum exhibits, story walks, and interactive displays. Organizers say the goal is simple: to celebrate the past, engage the community, and look towards the future as America marks 250 years. Wyoming U.S. Attorney renews fight against human trafficking during Awareness Month. January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Wyoming says it is renewing its commitment to combating trafficking crimes across the state. In a statement released earlier this week, U.S. Attorney Darren Smith said human trafficking remains a serious and ongoing threat in Wyoming, taking forms that include forced labor, domestic servitude, and sex trafficking. Smith said his office is focused on identifying traffickers, prosecuting those responsible, and protecting victims and survivors. The U.S. Department of Justice says its anti-trafficking efforts are built around three goals: prosecution, protection, and prevention, working year-round with federal, state, and local partners. Those efforts have been strengthened since the passage of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act of 2000, which expanded tools for investigations and increased services for victims. Officials are also urging the public to stay alert for warning signs, including individuals who appear controlled, abused, malnourished, or lack access to identification documents. Anyone who suspects human trafficking or needs help is encouraged to contact the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888 or by texting 233-733, available 24 hours a day. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.